All right, we are coming in hot with a hot take to start off the season, which is new for us. Usually we come in with a full episode, but with Mother's Day coming up, we felt like this was a great time to start off with a nice little hot take. So this is a PSA for those of you who celebrate Mother's Day and let's say have a relatively positive and healthy relationship with your own mothers, right? There's a lot we can go into with other scenarios, but we're going to focus on this one. So one of the things that usually becomes part of the mental load for mothers is the holidays, right? It is the planning of them, the coordinating all of the logistics, buying the gifts, everything related to the holidays. And here's the thing about Mother's Day, and I am talking specifically to the men and the husbands in the households here. You need to own it from start to finish. All around, own it. Here's the thing, right? You need to put some thought into what you think your wife would like. Don't just ask her what she wants and then tell her you'll coordinate it. That's not really alleviating the mental load around it. And don't offer to let her relax and not, you know, quote unquote, lift a finger, but then not really do anything around the house or kind of half-ass the chores around the house. So she wakes up Monday morning feeling like she is totally behind. And here's the thing about Mother's Day. I know a lot of people kind of roll their eyes, maybe don't think about it in such a way, but it's not about the gift, right? Yes, there are some of us out there whose love language really is gifts. I would be one of them. I love getting gifts. I'm never going to turn down a gift. But the day isn't really about getting gifts, especially ones that you did not think through or kind of got at the last minute, and I can tell you didn't put any thought into. But really what we are asking for on Mother's Day is to be recognized, right? When you think of the mental load, a lot of the feelings around that are resentment and feeling undervalued and underappreciated because all of that work is invisible work, right? So what we're asking for on Mother's Day is for that work to be recognized, right? And when you kind of half-ass it or you don't put any thought into it, you're basically like checking that box mentally for us going, yep, you really are. I'm going to validate right now that the work you do is underappreciated and you are undervalued. And I couldn't even take the time to get into this and do something nice and recognize you. So here's the thing. Step it up on Mother's Day. It doesn't have to be huge, right? I guess that depends on what your wife's expectations are. But I know for me, it doesn't have to be huge. It has to feel thoughtful. So now let's talk about kind of the extended family aspect of the mental load on Mother's Day. And there's this debate. I literally just watched a video on it this afternoon, and it is the first time I have heard it phrased in this way. And it's funny because it closed a loop for me as I was thinking about prepping this hot take and kind of figuring out how to explain this. My original take was basically going to be like, men, yes, you need to step it up for your wives, but you also, and I still think this is true, need to step it up for your own mom. Part of the mental load is also that the gift giving and the thinking and the coordinating also comes in the recognition, also comes for the extended family. So not just her mom, but also your mom. A lot of times, it falls, you know, when you think about Christmas and things like that, the gift giving, birthdays, whatever it is within your family that you celebrate, usually somehow the gifting and the thoughtfulness for your mom lands on your wife, right? And so I was thinking about prepping this hot take and I was like, man, you know, I think that's really part of the frustration, right? Is that somehow I have inherited all of the family members when I know that if it were me, if I put myself into the future and I think about if my son gets married someday, would I still feel touched and appreciated and, you know, feel joy that, you know, my potential future daughter-in-law, remember to get me a Mother's Day present. Remember to ask me out to brunch or dinner or something at some point to recognize it. Yes, that would still feel nice. But after I spent a lifetime of literal blood, sweat, and tears, it would mean more just coming from my son. Like, I want that recognition and that moment of, you know, kind of shining his light and his love on me and his appreciation for it. So that was kind of my original hot take, was like, don't just step it up for your wife, but step it up for your moms too, right? Don't just assume your wife is going to coordinate your Mother's Day present for you. And then I saw this video today that kind of closed the loop, because as I was prepping that, I was like, you know, it's really, you know, it doesn't make me feel like I'm actually offloading the mental load when I talk about that, is the fact that when it comes to Mother's Day, I am still going to have to find my mom a gift. I'm still going to need to find a time to spend with my mom. And I don't say that as in like, oh my God, I have to do it. I want to recognize my mom. I want to spend that time with her. But I also want Mother's Day to myself as a mom. And so then I'm going to need to kind of think about what the schedule is and how I still like recognize my mom and make her feel special, but still get time to myself. And then I've got to layer my mother-in-law in on there. And I was like, you know what? This is just all of this mental thinking and gymnastics to get through Mother's Day literally just negates kind of anything that could possibly be planned for me. And so then I saw this video today that I thought was interesting, and I think I'm still on the fence. I haven't, I think the way this gal explained it, I can get into agreement with. So it's this gal that I follow called She's a Page Turner, and Page is spelled P-A-I-G-E, like the name. And she kind of hopped in with this take on a debate that apparently I need to look up, is that Mother's Day is a day for mom in the trenches. So basically, to summarize, her point of view is that, you know, grandmothers, you have been in the trenches, right? And your days now are not filled with chasing little kids around, with doing all of the management and planning. Like, you have tons of free time, even if you're still working. But if you're retired, you have even more free time, right? Your days and your nights are really, your weekends are your own. When you take a drive, you can listen to what you want to listen to. You don't have to hear somebody complain about being too hot or too cold or too hungry, or that they want to listen to different music. Whereas Mother's Day should be about recognizing the moms that are in the trenches, that are in the thick of it right now. And she said, you know, she still takes time to recognize her mom, but she does it on a day that isn't Mother's Day. So she'll do it the weekend before, the weekend after, or a couple days before. But then like Mother's Day is hers. And I think I can get on board with that. And so the point is, regardless of where you fall in that debate or where you fall on the level of celebration for Mother's Day, the point is it should be yours to own from start to finish. So this is a PSA for those men out there, for the dads in those relationships. It's not for your wife to tell you what to do. It's not for you to give her a sort of thinly veiled day off where the household chores get half-assed or not done, and then she just has to pick up the slack a day later. It's yours to be thoughtful. That's the takeaway. It doesn't have to be big. It has to be thoughtful. And it is yours to own. And it's yours to own as well for your own mother. Don't put that shit on her, even though she's happy to do it, because she probably also loves your mom. And your mom probably also loves her. It is a recognition of the labor that went into and goes into raising little kids. And it's yours.